Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Green.
Welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Erin Loper talking about her senior project.
Hi, thanks for inviting me. It's nice to be here.
So, what is your senior project?
I'm going to be teaching a class on braiding hair here at the school and at my church. The classes are for elementary, middle school, and high school, and then the adults class will be held at my church.
Wow, that sounds actually really cool. Why did you decide to do it?
I had the idea when I was watching a hair braiding YouTube video at home, and I was like, oh, this sounds really cool. I didn't want like a lame project. I wanted something I was really interested in, and I've been told oftentimes that I'm talented in this area, and I've always wanted to do something with it, whether it be like a small business or just something as small as doing my senior project on it. But then a little girl at my church passed away, and that really confirmed it for me that I wanted to do this because I braided her hair, and it's one of the key memories I share with her. So that's how I decided, and I'm really happy that I chose this.
How did you learn to braid?
I learned to braid through, I would say the first time I started to learn how to braid was like seventh grade when I was in choir practice. I would watch all the other girls braid each other's hair, and I would try to figure it out for myself. My sisters don't really like their hair being touched by other people, so I wasn't able to practice on them. But after I realized that I can look up tutorials on YouTube, I got into that, and then practice makes perfect, along with like with summer camps. So I've really honed my skills.
And how can people get involved?
People can get involved by coming to the class or encouraging me by saying, like, hey, I'm really excited for this, and you're doing a great job. So the classes are for the high schoolers November 16th and the 18th in Mrs. Hawks' room at 12:15 to 12:45, which is right after lunch. And then for the middle school, it's November 9th and 11th at 12:15 through 12:45 in Mrs. Hawks' room as well.
Cool. Well, I'll definitely be there. Are there multiple teachers or just you?
It's just going to be me.
How much time have you put into your project?
Through planning, making lessons, advertising, and all the things in between, around 10 hours, and I'm only halfway done.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot.
Yeah, I've worked really hard. It's a passion of mine, so if any of the students of FCA are listening right now, I would be sure to pick something you're passionate about and something you want to spend this much time on.
Yeah, because that's like, what? That's a lot of time.
Yeah, it's
oh
a lot
my
of
goodness.
Time. But it's all been very fun.
Why should people learn how to braid?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, it really created memories with me with Louisa, the little girl who passed at my church. It generates confidence in myself and in other people. So when I have my hair braided and people compliment me, I feel better about myself. But I also get confidence from other people saying, thanks for braiding my hair. It's a great conversation starter. So when people see something in my hair or someone sees their hair braided at all, it's just a conversation starter. Hey, do you know how to braid? Who did that? That sort of thing. And also, it refines critical thinking skills, such as like looking from a third perspective or like a different point of view.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I love it so much when you braid my hair. It just feels so good. And it's just like you're walking around and it's like, hey, like your hair. I'm like, thank you.
Well, thank
so
you, Casey.
Much. So talented. How should people sign up?
Well, we're not going to be doing any sign-ups. I'm not anticipating very many people coming, so I don't think Not in a bad way. I don't think the room's going to be packed, but if that is, it would be a huge blessing. I don't think we need signups, so maybe just shoot me a little glance in the hallway and say, hey, I'm coming to your class, and that will make me really happy.
Do you have an email or any way of communication that if someone was listening to this and like doesn't go to school with you, they can still like come like an adult, they can still come to your classes?
Yeah. My email is 17eloper, E-L-O-P-E-R, at fcanights.us, and you can email me with any of your questions.
Have you started your classes already?
No, I haven't started my classes already. I've started gathering things that I'll be using during the classes, but no, I have not. I wanted to give enough time to where I could advertise it for about a month before I started them.
So how's it going so far?
It's going great so far. It makes me really happy to work on it and see everyone really encourage me and say, like, I'm really excited about this. It was a good idea. So I'm really happy with the idea that I came up with.
Yeah, it's very much. Do you have any test models?
Yes, Casey, you're one of the test models. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
And also, Kylie Edwards will be one of the testing models. She has shorter hair, and I wanted to be able to show all the little kids and everyone who comes that it doesn't particularly matter what length of your hair is, but that you just have hair.
Yeah, I understand that, because I've had all different types of hairstyles.
Yeah, you have. You've rocked them all, Casey.
Thank you. So I understand, because I've always known how to braid, but I've known how to braid for a while. So I've loved doing like the little small ones. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, that looks so cute with your short hair.
Yeah.
So I understand. And then how many kinds of braids are there, actually?
There are about 7, but most of them build off of each other. So if you know how to do your basic French braid or even just a regular 3-stranded braid, you can figure out any of them. So I'll list them, and most of them build off of each other. So mm-hmm. There's a standard braid, so like 3 strands. There's a French braid, Dutch braid, which is the inside out version of the French braid, the fishtail, the French fishtail, the waterfall braid. There's a Dutch waterfall braid, and then a lace braid.
Yeah. That's a lot. I know how to do like 2 of those, but so
well,
I'm hoping.
Come to my class, yeah. Casey Curtis.
I'm hoping to learn more. I will.
Yes, ma'am.
I will be. So thank you so much for coming on and talking about your project.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Eli here with your weekly trivia factoids. This week, I'm going to be presenting you with 5 trivia facts. So, let's get right into that. In Japan, it is considered good luck for a sumo wrestler to make your baby cry. The actor who was inside R2-D2 hated the guy who played C-3PO, calling him the rudest man ever. I know a couple of these rudest men ever in my life. Sea otters hold hands when they sleep so they don't drift apart. I wish I could hold somebody's hand. In 1986, Apple launched a clothing line. We call them the eye shirts and the eye pants. Between the 1900 and 1920, tug of war was an Olympic sport. That's all the time I have this week, folks. Tune in next time. Next week for the next set of trivia factoids.
Psalms 112:1, praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. I think this verse is mainly saying once you fear the Lord, he will fill your deepest desires in your heart.
I'm Preston Randall with sports. On Saturday, the Knights took on Fisher Catholic at Fulton Field. FCA won 34-0, making their record 8-1. Caleb Lobenthal had 3 touchdowns and completed 10 out of 18 for 212 yards. Isaac Nares also came in with 2 touchdowns, one of which being from an interception. Roca also had 1 touchdown and 1 interception. FCA's next game will be on October 21st against Worthington Christian. The FCA Knights became the MSL Cardinal Division champions in volleyball when they beat Harvest Prep on Tuesday.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.